When we look at the readings for today, we see a sense of urgency in each of them. You know, our Lord Jesus proclaimed in the gospel today, "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." This urgency to repent and to believe in the gospel. We see Jonah in the first reading going through Nineveh proclaiming, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. Well, this brought about a sense of urgency for the people in Nineveh, so much so that they converted after only one day. Then we see St. Paul in the second reading who wrote, "I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out." And then he says, "For the world in its present form is passing away." So there's all this sense of urgency in the readings. And it's a sense of urgency that we need to have in our lives today because of events and things that are going on in our time. This is noted by Pope Benedict in a recent address. You see, the U.S. bishops are going through what's called their ad limina visits, their five-year, supposed to be five-year visit. Well, right now it's going through the cycle of U.S. bishops, United States bishops, and some of them are over there at Rome at this time. In an address to them recently, he points out that there are powerful new cultural currents which are not only directly opposed to core moral teachings of the Judeo-Christian tradition, but increasingly hostile to Christianity as such. Not only is our culture being ambivalent, you know, just kind of ignoring what we teach, what we believe, but it's starting to react against us and starting to become hostile towards Christianity. So in response, Pope Benedict says, "It is imperative that the entire Catholic community in the United States come to realize the grave threats to the church's public moral witness presented by a radical secularism which finds increasing expression in the political and cultural spheres." We need to be very careful of this secular trend, which wants to push Christianity out of political, out of the secular, out of the world, and make it a private thing. As he points out, "Of particular concern are certain attempts being made to limit that most cherished of American freedoms, the freedom of religion." You know, of course, a freedom which is enshrined in our Declaration of Independence and in the Constitution itself. In response to this, he encourages the laity, those members in the pew, all Christians, especially those who are in the pews. Here once more, we see the need for an encouraged, articulate, and well-formed Catholic laity endowed with a strong critical sense with regard to the dominant culture and with the courage to counter a reductive secularism which would delegitimize the church's participation in public debate about the issues which are determining the future of American society. Those of you who are the lay people in the church, he's encouraging you to go out there and proclaim our message, proclaim the values we hold dear, proclaim the gospel which we hold dear. He tells us the legitimate separation of church and state cannot be taken to mean that the church must be silent on certain issues, nor that the state may choose not to engage or be engaged by the voices of committed believers in determining the values which will shape the future of the nation. I mention all this and I bring up these quotes from Pope Benedict's address, which is a wonderful address, very short, but very clear on how he sees we need to live our lives in the public sphere. Because not one day after Pope Benedict gives his address, that new regulations came out from the Department of Health and Human Services that removed all conscience exemptions from ensuring sterilization and contraceptives. As things sit right now, for those organizations who are opposed to providing insurance for sterilization or contraception, they don't have to provide them. The Health and Human Services wants to remove that exemption. Well, us as Catholics, we hold that both of these, sterilization and contraceptives, are morally wrong. We cannot morally support these acts. We cannot support in any way, whether financially or by encouraging that. But because of these new regulations, we will be required to do just that. So you can see where this could be troubling for us. This is only the tip of the iceberg. We live in a culture that is actively working against Judeo-Christian values, working against those values passed down by God through both Judaism and Christianity. One example of this is the anniversary, which we will celebrate on Sunday, January 22nd, of Roe versus Wade and Doe versus Bolton. 39 years ago, in 1973, these two Supreme Court decisions made abortion legal in all of the United States. It overturned all abortion laws. There were all the abortion laws that were on the books on the day before, on January 21st, 1973, were completely overturned. Another example of working against our values is the push for same-sex so-called marriage. Another example is the drive for euthanasia, also known as physician-assisted suicide, death with dignity, and so on. And then there is these overturning of religious exemptions. Sterilization and contraceptives are only the beginning. That's only the beginning of removing these exemptions. There was a recent Supreme Court decision which allowed religions to choose their own ministers. The challenge was that the religions did not have the right under equal rights hiring laws to choose their own ministers. The Supreme Court overturned that. But this won't be the only time. This won't be the last challenge of that sort. The need for urgency in defending Christian values in our culture is real. Pope Benedict sees it, and we need to be aware of that as well. So, in response, first of all, we need to pray. We need to pray for our nations. We need to pray for our leaders that they will support these Christian values. We also need to pray for the strength for each of us as individuals to promote and live Christian values in our lives. We also need to educate ourselves on what the church teaches, why she teaches what she teaches, and how to defend those teachings. There are reasons for what we believe. We need to know those, and we need to use that to defend our beliefs. Because the Catholic laity can be the most powerful force to change this country if we get involved. All of us in this church, whether laity, those of you in the pews, myself as priest, need to be getting involved to change this country. So what can you do? Need to get involved politically. Need to get involved in the political process. Don't wait for us who are priests or bishops. First of all, we're limited by IRS regulations how far we can go. You're not. You need to contact our elected officials, making sure that our voices are heard defending these values. We need to reach all levels of government when we're contacting our elected officials, from the city to the county to the state up to the federal government. We need to vote for those who will support and defend Christian values, regardless of the party affiliation. These days of voting a straight ticket for a party has to end. It doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Green or whatever the party is. That doesn't matter. We need to support for candidates who are going to support our values. And then we need to unite as Christians. This week is the week for Christian unity, the week of prayer for Christian unity. As Christians, regardless of denomination, we need to work together under common values. That's true ecumenism. Not denying where we disagree. We need to keep in mind where we do disagree, but we need to work together where we have these common values. As Pope Benedict tells us, there can be no doubt that a more consistent witness on the part of America's Catholics to their deepest convictions would make a major contribution to the renewal of society as a whole. I encourage you, as St. Paul encouraged in his letter, I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out. The values we hold dear are being ignored or even opposed now. So it's urgent that we speak up now.